Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Power 101.7, the hottest music, 802. Good morning, everybody. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Good morning. Sunny skies today and cool highs in the low to mid-50s.
All right, we got that coffee mix coming up. We want to welcome live in studio, Hunter Emery, State Farm. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you stopping by. A pleasant surprise. So, again, before we get into what I want to talk about and what you got going on, for people who don't know, Hunter Emery, State Farm. Give us a rundown. Tell us exactly where you guys are located, what you guys offer, how people can find you and get up with you.
Yep. So, again, my name is Hunter Emery. I own the State Farm Insurance Agency in both Georgetown, Delaware and Milford, Delaware. We've had our agency since 2012. We're happy to announce we were the number one State Farm agency in the state of Delaware for 2024. Yes.
Man.
Yep, second year
I love
in a
your billboard. You have your car out there.
Appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of marketing out there trying to put the word out about us. But we do auto insurance, home insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, and then we do investment planning as well.
Okay, very nice. If people want to get up with you, again, how can they do that?
So they can call us at 302-855-2100 or go out to our website, 302insurance.com.
Very nice. So we were off the air talking about tariffs.
Nasty word.
That's what everybody talks about. Tariffs. And you said that this is kind of affecting what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how is it affecting the insurance industry and, people, your customers?
Yeah. So let's think about this. If you're in a car accident tomorrow, or let's just go with the tariffs that we have implemented. You got to think about a lot of our car parts are coming from overseas right now.
Okay.
Or they're being made in Mexico or even Canada and brought back in the United States. If you put a tariff on something, it's going to increase the cost of that car part coming in. So that's going to increase the cost to repair your vehicle, which means if we have a claim and we're repairing your vehicle, it's going to cost us more to take care of that claim.
Mm-hmm.
We got to increase your premiums to do that.
Okay.
So what you're going to see is you're going to see a lag on your insurance costs. If this continues on the same pace, no matter Republican or Democrat, I stay out of the politics again. I'm looking at the economics of it.
Right.
We're going to have an increase on our insurance premiums just to keep pace with taking care of the costs of repairing that vehicle or even replacing that vehicle. Think about the replacement. They've talked about, Ford going up $8,000 a year for a truck because it's coming in from Mexico. If we have to replace a vehicle from a total loss, we're going to pay more out. We have to break that down to the policyholder's cost of premiums. And it's going to be like that for every insurance company. This isn't just State Farm.
Yeah.
This is everyone across the board. The same applies to your home insurance. With tariffs coming in place and what we have already, we're dealing with the big nasty word of inflation. We're going to have a situation where we have to pay more out to rebuild that home. I've got a lot of insurance policies that we're reviewing right now that are way underinsured. The cost of wood. Think about the aluminum. You got a lot of stuff coming for HVAC systems coming out of China.
Mm-hmm.
On the tariffs, we got, 52% I think they announced on the...
I think it just went up in China.
Yeah, China. And China countered us. So, all that's going to play a role in the rebuild. We're not going to have enough coverage in place to rebuild these homes. So that means we need to look at increasing the cost to either on the policy or the policyholder is going to have to increase the premiums to help offset and make it a mandatory inflation piece on our plans to take care of that need. Because you're just going to be stuck. At the end of the day, the consumer, the policyholder is going to be left holding the bag on this thing.
Yeah.
The way it's going right now with the current situation.
So you're saying all this to just prepare, the customers.
Absolutely. Do you need to prepare for increased potential in premiums? Now, you got to realize insurance companies lag by about 9 to 10 months in regards to their increase. You have eggs, for instance. You can increase the egg price pretty quickly, on something that goes from the farmer to the grocery store. With insurance, you have to go through the red tape. You have to go through the insurance commissioner's office. You got to file for rate. You got to submit for that. They have to approve it. They have to go through that whole process, and then you increase it. So a lot of times insurance companies, or almost all the time, they're lagging behind on what the premiums really should be. They're not reciprocal. They're not...
They're not up yet.
They're not up yet at all.
Yeah.
And that also depends on these tariffs. So we just started this, right? This could end tomorrow.
Well, this was my next question after hearing that, because I've been doing a lot of research on the tariffs and, following the story and everything, and kind of what we were actually talking about earlier this morning. So as far as these tariffs go, available on all the countries and everything. And you're talking about, you know, like with car parts and, you know, like getting different things. So I kind of, you know, am getting from some experts and, you know, I know it's a lot of politics, but like, do we have to go through this in order for light at the end of the tunnel? And is this going to be a very quick, I don't know, it seems to me like I'm kind of getting like this isn't like going to be a long drawn out thing. Like this is going to end quick. Mm-hmm. And it seems like countries are coming to the negotiation table in order to match, you know, the percentage or get down to like zero tariffs or whatever on each other. And it's going to come back to where it's going to benefit the customer in the end. Is it, do you agree with that?
I think it could, but it's going to take a while for it to wash out to do that. And look, I understand exactly where he's coming from with wanting to do this, because yeah. I think these tariffs, after hearing what some of the numbers were, you think it's 96% on some of these places, right?
Yeah.
I think your smaller places, I think one of them was like Cambodia, they're going to come to the table quicker.
Right.
South Korea, I believe, yesterday came to the table
okay.
on things. And guys, please, not an expert on this, so don't quote me on that. But at least South Korea came to the table yesterday, and I think the president is looking at that as, hey, we want to see some reciprocation, right? We want to see you come back and be willing to work with us on this. And I think that's what
this is not like something just to screw other people. This is actually like something like a negotiation tool in order to, you know, lower our prices in the long run. But the only way to do that is to go through this to get to that. Otherwise, we would have just kept pushing the can along,
right?
And sticking the only way to bring down the interest rates and bring down, you know, raise the market back up and all this, we have to go through this to get to that.
I do think I understand where he's coming from with wanting to do that. I do have an opinion, and I've heard this from a number of different folks. I'd rather have done it more with a carrot. What that carrot is, I can't say, than a stick.
Yeah.
Because this has been quick. I mean, you got to look, we've lost 11% in the S&P 500 in the last 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a big chunk of change that's lost overnight. Now, I do think it was inflated quite a bit.
Right.
We're looking at it with stock market to begin with. But nonetheless, I do believe that you're going to have countries, smaller countries, that will come to the table. I hope and expect the European Union to come to the table. Countries like China, though, mm-hmm. are going to push back pretty mm-hmm. hard on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we buy a lot of stuff.
Which they are right now.
Yeah. They're coming to the table like we're not playing. So I do think that's going to have an effect on things. I think where we're going to benefit is Taiwan is going to work with us. South Korea, that's where we're getting a lot of our computer chips, our cell phone stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's coming to helping us out. But you got to keep in mind, China makes up a majority of the metals, the precious metals we're using, these different types of things. And they're pushing back on that. So I do think it's going to be a mixed bag, in my personal opinion, of how it's going to work out. But I do hope we get to the end of it. I think he's negotiating. I know he's negotiating. I think he had good means behind all this. I think this is something that they kicked the can down the road for way, way too long on this thing. But nonetheless, we're going to experience this for a while. When I talk about from an insurance premium standpoint, this is probably going to be a drawn-out affair. I hope we can work something out, though, frankly. If there's two countries you work something out with at the end of the day, it's Canada and Mexico.
Right.
Those are our neighbors to our north and south.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation's a lot easier for us for moving stuff between those two countries if we can work out a tariff agreement with them early and quick, because we can reassess on how we're getting stuff. We want to build in America. I'm absolutely on board with that. But we can also build in Mexico and Canada and work together and get it probably a lot cheaper and kind of circumvent around China in that regard. I really hope those are two countries can work this thing out. But from insurance premium, that's what we're looking at right now. I hope it ends tomorrow. We don't have this conversation again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just looking, being a realist on how we're following this thing right now. Because I don't want to see premiums go up.
Right. Well, who does?
I want to see premiums go down.
Like, nobody does.
People think that with insurance agents, like, oh, they enjoy watching these premiums. That's not the case at all. Yeah. I want to see premiums go down. I want to pay every single claim I possibly can. I want to make sure people are put back in the same spot they were before the loss. I want to make it quick, fast, and easy for them.
Right.
And that's my goal. So, like, you know, you watch all this different stuff that's going on. It all shakes out and affects us. No one's talking about insurance premiums, though, in this whole thing. I've been watching the news. No one's talking about that because we're a reciprocation of all this. Mm-hmm. So we'll show up 9 months from now if That is the case, but that is something we're paying attention to.
That coffee looks good.
I won't say where I got it from.
I figured I'd lighten the mood a little bit with the tariffs.
Do we have a tariff on Costa Rica? I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, no. Well, the good talks. I mean, you know, that's good. You got to talk things out, and
very helpful.
Still, what we're still like learning, and you know, trying to figure all this out.
And I do believe we should be charging people. If you want to bring goods in this country, we should be charging you for that.
Yes.
You know, I absolutely believe we need to get a cut of that thing because they're outrageously charging us to leave the country.
Yes.
We ripped the Band-Aid right off, didn't we?
Yeah. So
It was quick in a hurry. So I think there's a lot of knee-jerk reaction to all that. The markets have shown that.
Well, people don't have patience. Like if one thing happens, they freak out. It's going to be like this forever. This is a dumb comparison, but I kind of like compared it to, remember back in COVID when people were saying that we will never return to concerts again. We will never return to sporting events again. And, you know, the whole time we're like trying to, you know, just reassure people like just chill. We got to go through this to get to that. And, you know, just relax. And now look at us, you know.
Yeah.
Now we're wild.
Oh, yeah. We're out there licking doorknobs.
We're back.
Yes. Well, yeah. We're allowed to play Lick It for a Ticket again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. But no. But thank you for your insight on all that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's definitely interesting. We'll see how stuff goes. So for the upcoming spring season, if people would like to switch their insurance, they're looking for different types of insurance. Talk a little bit about what you guys offer and how people can get in touch and get these incredible deals from Hunter Emery.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. So let's piggyback off what we were just talking about. I think the number one thing, and even if you're not with our office or ever considering that, you have got to look at your home insurance policies. You got to look at your renter's insurance and condo policies. Check your contents. Check your estimated replacement costs you have on your house and all those belongings, because outside of tariffs, let's just talk about inflation, right? Mm-hmm. Inflation's real. We've been going through it for quite a while now. The cost to rebuild a home is drastically more expensive now than it ever has been before. And the big thing behind that, of course, is the inflation cost. But the homeowner's insurance policies, a lot of times, they can't keep up with that. So you might have a home insured for $350,000. Well, now that house is going to cost $500,000. Keep in mind, insurance policies are a contract. It's an agreement between you and the insurance company that they're going to cover this amount. They're going to cover $350,000, but you're short $150,000 on that plan. That's going to come out of where? It's going to come out of your pocket if you want to rebuild that house, or you're going to have to take a much smaller home. All right. So it's really important that you review your policy, take a look at what your replacement costs are on that policy to make sure you have enough coverage. You can call our office. We can help you walk through that of what an estimated replacement cost would be to rebuild that home. We give you a beautiful printout of what that looks like. We give you all the details. We are very, very particular as an office to make sure we're getting all the details of what you have inside your home, because we want to put you back in the same spot you were before that loss. So that's a great way. If you're going to spring cleaning, look at your insurance policy, see what coverage limits you have on there for your home insurance, and then, hey, give us a call. We'd love to take a look at that and see what you got going on. We'll give you an estimated replacement cost and what it would cost to rebuild that home, and give you a quote at the same time while we're at it.
And again, phone number, website?
302-855-2100 is our phone number for both Milford and Georgetown. And then our website is 302insurance.com.
Yeah, and of course, Hunter Emery State Farm, Bill and Jessica Show Shore Award winner. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Guess what time of year it is. What time of year is it right now? We're in our spring.
Baseball. Little League.
One of the most dangerous times of the year is Little League.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so.
Well, you say dangerous.
Dangerous. I played football and everything like that.
Yeah.
Now I'm coaching Little League. That is the scariest thing ever. Because you think about it. A parent gives this kid a metal bat and says, go out. Swing that thing as hard as you like.
Right.
And while we're at it, we're going to give you this basket we're going to put on one hand.
Yeah.
And then we're going to give you this hard ball. And you're going to rip it across the thing at the other kid who's picking up pansies and gets smoked in the face or gets hit with a bat because no one's looking and pay attention. And these parents just push these kids out in the field with no experience. And we go into it. So a lot of times when we talk about this time of year, it's called hospital indemnity plans.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a plan that we can offer to parents, not only just for themselves, but for their kids too. If you need to go to the hospital for any type of event or go to an emergency room or anything like that, we'll pay $250 per day.
Okay.
For every day, unfortunately, if you are in the hospital, but up to $2,500 for a visit to the hospital. Wow. Now, look, I don't want anybody to have to go experience that. I don't want anybody to go through that process. But it's nice to have a plan in place that can offset some of the expenses associated with that. That money's paid back directly to you. There's no questions asked. There's no time deductible. It's just a direct check to that family member. And the cost on average is $15 a month.
That's it.
That's it, man.
Wow.
One, I hate to say this. One hospital visit pays for 18 years of costs on the plan. So that is a big one that we don't talk a lot about as an insurance company, but it is a benefit plan that we offer. It's a differentiator for us, the way I like to describe it for my policyholders, because we have those conversations, and clients have been very, very happy with the process on it because we're cutting that check directly to them. We don't cut it to your health insurance company. We don't cut it to the hospital. It goes to them. I've seen it used for things like their deductible. I've seen it used for meals. I've seen it used for dog care while they're at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we've got, unfortunately, outside of kids, we've got older adults that use it, and they have to go to the hospital for a couple of days. And they're in there 3 or 4 days. We're paying out every single day they're there for that visit. So it's a great policy. We can offer that to anyone who's out there. We'd love to talk to you about it, give you more details. But it's $250 per day per visit, $2,500 per hospital visit, and it only costs on average $15 a month.
Man, you can't beat that.
No.
I mean, you know, definitely can't beat that. Again, Hunter Emery State Farm. Thank you so much for coming in, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. 817, it's the Bill and Jessica Show. Broadcast.